Toyota scandal is being watched in Japan, especially yesterday's testimony by Mr. Toyota. The company his grandfather founded is a Japanese icon and the country's biggest taxpayer. We're going next to Tokyo to Harumi Ozawa, a reporter with the AFP News Service. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having AFP.
When people follow the sharp questioning of Mr. Toyota before Congress, do they take this as an embarrassment for their country or for the company?
Not so much as an embarrassment, actually. The Japan's general public seems to be reacting cool to this, wanting to see him handle this problem with the utmost sincerity. And Japan's Prime Minister Hatoyama says after his testimony that it was good that the president himself had a chance to speak. And Transport Minister Maehara also says that Toyota's speaking before Congress should have come earlier. So I don't think this is an embarrassment as far as he is reacting with sincerity.
You know, I'm curious, since obviously millions of Japanese must drive Toyotas, if Japanese have been raising questions about the safety of Toyota vehicles.
Toyota is the biggest company of Japan, and I think Japanese people have enough confidence in the quality of Japanese vehicles. I would say that the general public still is taking a side and see what Toyota can do to remedy this problem.
He did face unprecedented criticism for being quiet in the early weeks of this controversy, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. He did face criticism from the public and also the Japanese cabinet members, especially the transport minister Maehara, was very critical of Toyota's being quote-unquote flip-flops on whether he's going to stand before the Congress or not. However, the criticism hasn't actually reached to the point all the newspapers are bashing Toyota or anything like that. The media reaction is pretty calm, in my opinion.
Well, given that level of criticism, is there any possibility that Mr. Toyota will resign?
That would be difficult to predict, actually. Probably many Americans recall the 2000 testimony by the Firestone chairman who testified before Congress. And then later he resigned. However, I think the president of Toyota will try to avoid to repeat the same thing.
Why? Because it's a family-run company?
No, because one thing that we need to keep in mind is that Firestone chairman didn't resign just because he appeared before Congress. And standing before Congress wouldn't necessarily make someone to step down. Toyota is trying to deal with this issue sincerely to the eyes of Japanese people. And right now, the public is watching whether the company can really rebuild its quality confidence.
You know, I've heard in recent days Americans who work for Toyota, Toyota dealers, for example, suggesting that there's been maybe a little bit of extra concern and extra attention heaped on Toyota because it is a foreign company. Do people in Japan feel that their company is being treated fairly by the United States?
I would say that there is mounting concern that the Toyota is being extra criticized because it's not an American, originally coming from America. However, one thing that is actually interesting to pay attention to is there are some conservative Japanese newspapers that have repeated to remind the Japanese public that there may be a political motive behind this social event in the U.S., which is the midterm election coming up in autumn. One conservative newspaper describes the congressional hearing as a quote-unquote political show and calling it a great stage for performance for politicians because it is broadcast live to appeal to voters.
Harumi Ozawa works for the AFP News Service in Tokyo. Thanks very much for your insights.
Thank you very much.